Hi, it's Dr. Albedick Tidding, a psychiatrist, medication review, also known as a progress note. First name, R. like Roger, I like individual, C. like Cat, H. like Carol, A. like Apple, R. like Roger, D. like David. Last name, Z. like Zebra, A. like Apple, M. like Mary, O. like Open, S. like Sam, K. like Kit, and I. like individual. Today's January 22nd, 2013. Case number 144533. Recent behavior, presentation, staff's not reporting any new behavioral problems, no recent reports of combativeness or hostility, no recent reports of paranoia, psychosis, no recent reports of depression or anxiety. Staff's not reporting any recent problems with compliance. January 2nd, 2013, his weight was 135 pounds. Observation, the patient's weight was 135 pounds. Height is 67 inches, respiratory rate is 16. Hygiene and grooming are good. His muscle tone and strength appear within normal limits. No irregular movements were seen. No spontaneous speech. Thought processes confused. No delusions of paranoia expressed. He did not appear to be responding to internal stimuli. He did not express suicidal or homicidal ideations. He's oriented only to his name. Memory recently remote or impaired. Fund of knowledge is inadequate. The attention span is poor, concentration is poor, mood seemed euthymic, affect was flat, no complaints of side effects, no lethargy, no tremor seen. Medications he's currently taking. Respiridol. 0.25 milligrams in the morning, 0.5 milligrams in the evening. Depakote 250 milligrams daily, Ativan 0.5 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets every 6 hours is needed for increased agitation. Assessment is dementia, vascular type with behavioral disturbances versus delirium secondary to medical. Currently, mood and behavior appear stable and manageable. Plan at this time, continue the Respiridol. 0.25 milligrams in the morning, 0.5 milligrams in the evening for combativeness, poor impulse control, agitation. Continue the Ativan 0.5 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets every 6 hours a day for increased agitation. Continue Depakote 250 milligrams daily as a mood stabilizer. Benefits of the medications outweigh the risk. AIMS testing done today, primary care physician to follow up medically. More than 17 months of patient time. Floor time of provided and providing coordination to care with staff. And this is the end of the dictation. Thanks.